Good morning and welcome to the Atypical Metal Dad podcast. Today, I don't know how long this is going to go. As usual, going to try to go freeform without much of a much structure or much research to make it really valuable to you. But, so last night I pulled out, and as I've mentioned before, I'm going through just hundreds of my old CDs and just occasionally just kind of thumbing through them and looking and saying, oh, I haven't listened to that in ages. I'd like to listen to that. So last night that was bleeding. Ooh, I got the hiccups, but bleeding through the truth. So it really got me thinking about, my entire journey with metalcore, I guess, to use a cheesy word. My journey started with back in the late 90s. So thinking about metalcore and where it started with me and where it, I wouldn't say where it ended with me, but where it started to end with me. And it kind of happens when genres get oversaturated. You just tend to, excuse me, it's perfect for a podcast, hiccups. You just kind of move on and hopefully you go back to it later and still listen to some of those bands, or potentially at least haven't been totally turned off to a genre or subgenre to the point where you just can't listen to it anymore. But, metalcore changed from kind of what it was to what that description became known as. And I'll try to clarify, because that made absolutely no fucking sense what I was trying to get across. But, so when I first heard metalcore, and I this isn't a history lesson because I'm just going by, kind of when I stumbled onto the scene. So I certainly know that there was a movement going on before this. In my local scene in Rhode Island, we had some of that shit. So the first band that I had heard that was really much more metallic than the hardcore I was listening to at the time was local. And that was a band named Corinne, out of Providence. And they ended up, the singer from that band actually ended up going on to do, Killswitch Engage. He's pretty well known in the music biz, especially in the heavy music biz. But that kind of exposed me at first that, based on my, just getting into hardcore at the time, it wasn't like I was into it for years. That was a lot more, metal than I was accustomed to at the time. And also, really what I liked, but, listening to them and then just kind of seeing them live, of course, always helps bring it all full circle. So there you go. That's it. You hear them. And then shortly thereafter, I got Overcast out of Massachusetts around the same time period. And then you start to, you start to kind of peel back the layers. You find out there's a lot of shit coming over from Europe. That's exactly in your wheelhouse. You've got early Heaven Shall Burn, Maroon, even Caliban. Caliban is actually probably a perfect band, right along with It Dies Today, of bands that kind of started out a lot heavier and then ended up falling into the somewhat formulaic chorus verse, sugary sweet sung chorus verse, and then breakdown or whatever, however the hell it goes. But you know what it is. It's a scream, a sing. Excuse me, some face makeup and a breakdown here and there. So that's kind of, Caliban probably rides the entire evolution themselves. But, before that, they had some, metalcore, or what was called metallic hardcore CDs back at the time. So you can say, like, all right, this is, I love breakdowns. I still love breakdowns. I'm probably always going to love breakdowns. I don't see that change. And so, having some even heavier, more abrasive music, with breakdowns added to it was really just something that really resonated with me. And I didn't know why at the time. I really just thought I was like, I'd probably stick with hardcore forever, but you never know. And more than anything, I ended up going more metal, than core. And now I'm kind of back. I listen to a lot of, I'll call it metallic hardcore again, but, I listen to a lot of the newer metalcore, and I'm really, part of that is kind of being re-exposed to my old music. It's got me going back through it again. I'd spend a lot of time listening to, that type of metalcore. And then slowly but surely, it kind of started to change. And I didn't care. This isn't like, hey, this genre changed and, this isn't real music and I don't want to do it. I kind of went along with it for a little while. So like, bands that were on some of these smaller labels like Tribunal Records, Life Sentence Records, started kind of catching some heat, for lack of a better term. So, Trey, you released their first EP, Fractures in the Facade on Tribunal Records, which I, excuse me, man, I got the hiccups, which, I actually had in my little web store 20 some odd years ago. Geez, some of those CDs I let go back then for what was regular price. I wish I had them still in my collection. Probably be some good trading bait anyway. Yeah, great. Still got the hiccups. But then when you know when their first you know when their first full length came out on Victory, number one, the song "Someone Standing on My Chest," I absolutely love. That song still regularly makes my playlist. But that was that was where it kind of started to go. It was heavy, but it was, for me anyway, it was heavy, but then there was the choruses, and then it seems to just escalate from there. So you had Poison the Well kind of going down the same course, and again, I really like Tear from the Red. So this isn't me, shitting on those outputs because I enjoyed them. But then, slowly but surely, every other band starts to follow that blueprint. So really one of the more surprising ones for me was, I'd mentioned Life Sentence Records, and if anybody remembers It Dies Today, they released a pretty solid, very heavy EP. It was metalcore at the time. It wasn't exactly like singing about typical metal topics, probably more about, relationships and life and shit like that. But hey, probably, mid to late teenagers at that point. So what else would they be potentially singing about? And again, as long as it's not overtly cheesy, I don't really particularly care about the lyrical content, as long as it's not vile or cheesy, I should say. And vile in a way that would just, I don't get easily offended, but if there's something that I just don't support, why would I listen to it, musically? But anyway, they released a really solid EP, and it was just kind of interspersed with what I would call clean vocal segments, but it was more of like those kind of spoken words. Maybe, they didn't quite think that they had the chops to do the singing, so they just kind of limbered through it. And then the KTIF choir came out, and I actually really liked that CD. That's one of the ones I found. I might have to give it a cleaning up because I listened to it quite a bit before I plop it in again. The CD player that I got sucked. I really wasn't sure if I'd be spending so much time with CDs as a sidebar, so I just grabbed a $10 one from Goodwill, and it's serviceable, but I feel like I gotta clean the lens on it like every two or three discs, and it just makes a little bit of noise. So, oh, excuse me, that's a good one for you. I'll probably upgrade it at some point. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't wasting money on something that I wouldn't use. But anyway, when the KTIF choir came out, like I said, I really enjoyed that CD. But one of the first video that came out for it, and I don't remember what it was, nor do I care to search. If you'd like to find it, I'm sure it's out there on YouTube. But yeah, they just went from being regular hardcore, looking dudes in there, and what I had seen from them to, they had it. They had the combed over hair. It's all black covering one eye. There's some mascara, possibly some makeup, possibly some some fingernail paint or fingernail polish. That shows you how little I know about what my wife does sometime. So I was just kind of like, huh. That's interesting. It's like, and here we go. So it kind of became like, hey, this is our sound for a lot of bands. This is the blueprint, and this is also the image. And then really in a short period of time, it just started to become oversaturated. And so, I stuck with it for quite a few years, looking at my CD collection. If I get my start back with Corinne back in like 96 or 97, the truth that I just listened to was from 2006, I believe. So I think I still dabbled with that genre, and when it was the right music, I stuck with it for quite some time. Even Avenged Sevenfold, I forget exactly when their first two full lengths dropped, but Wake in the Fallen and Sounding the Seventh Trumpet. Not in that order. I think it was reverse. But those two, I actually got one of them on vinyl, the Seventh Trumpet. I haven't gotten Wake in the Fallen yet. But those are some great records. They were a little bit different than metalcore. I mean, they really, really accentuated the metal stuff, and it wasn't like the death metal that a lot of folks were trying to steal from. They kind of stole from everything. I think they got a lot of shit being lumped in with this group, but I thought they were pretty unique. They changed a lot, and with City of Evil, and I know that the singer had vocals, and it just didn't track well with me. So I pretty much moved on after those first two. But if there were releases in that genre or subgenre that did the trick for me, I didn't give a shit. I just went out and got it. But you end up tending to move away from it because it's like, hey, we got 10 new CDs out this week, and you go and you look at them, and they all start to sound the same. So, I'd have to actually look at a time line of my collection and see where I kind of started to gravitate after that. I think I honestly started to gravitate more towards, more towards a lot of the metal stuff that was kind of loosely affiliated with the hardcore and metalcore scene, like Darkest Hour. Once I kind of stumbled upon Darkest Hour, I started getting into more different genres of what I'd consider just metal without any type of hardcore poking its butt in. And a lot of times, literally, it's like 99% a metal song, and then a breakdown comes in, and it's like, oh, hey, metal. I don't know. I disagree. I stumbled upon a band for the first time like just 2 nights ago, and I don't even know how. It's probably just a hey, bands that sound like, and a death metal band called Deserted Fear came up, and I kind of researched them a little bit, and all the tags that I saw, I said, death metal. I didn't see any mention of core, and I mean, there were breakdowns in this son of a bitch, and I'm not talking like, hey, there's just like, hey, we tossed a breakdown in there, and it just because it fit, like all of the breakdowns fit. It's incorporated into their music, but I was like, nobody would call this core, so I don't know if there's a term for what they call breakdowns in death metal, but it's really fascinating the lines in the sand that some people will draw. I remember like listening to Beneath the Massacre. I mean, some people will still call them a deathcore band just because a couple of their songs have. I mean, and I'll admit it, there's some devastating breakdowns, especially their first EP. But I mean, that's about as fast paced technical death metal as you can get, and I don't think throwing a breakdown in here or there changes that. But anyway, so once you start to step away from a genre and it becomes oversaturated, then you just kind of smirk every time you see it. But then you know that, hey, it worked, because you'd see, like, and this was years ago, I remember, like, Bullet for My Valentine, who was one of those metalcore bands that was really just kind of getting some notoriety and jumping onto the scene when I was starting to fade away from it and get back into stuff with, really not much, if any, clean vocals. They just kind of jumped on the scene. And the next thing you know, years later, and I don't know how many it was, they're opening for Iron Maiden. And I'm like, holy shit. And I think, I think they're one of the bands, and I really have not investigated them at all. So I don't think I've heard even a lick of their music in a decade. But I understand they were kind of, at least in terms of approach, they tried to borrow from, power metal as much as they did like some of the heavier genres as well. So it certainly fits, and more power to them. I don't question the genuineness of any of the bands and from that genre or their motivations now. It's just fascinating watching a genre kind of take off and then subsequently get oversaturated. And, it's not dissimilar to the new metal wave, except new metal was far more in the public sphere. It was on the radios, and this, even though people would, some of these bands would still get a little bit more notoriety, you would very rarely hear anything, metalcore on the radio. It just didn't happen. So even some of the bigger bands that, excuse me, that don't incorporate clean vocals, weren't able to break into that sphere as well. So, listening to a lot of the modern metalcore now has been really exciting for me, especially kind of joining Instagram and doing what I do there has kind of opened me up to a lot of new bands, of course, and it's cool just being able to communicate with them, and just a quick message like, hey, your fucking shit rocks, and like, thank you, I appreciate it. Just something simple like that is really just a cool feature of what you can do with modern technology. I sound like an old man, but it's, you always used to think like, man, I would just love to tell this band how much I fucking love this. And I certainly wasn't going to write a letter and put a stamp on it and, would seal it with a kiss or whatever. But it's nice to be able to just quickly say, hey, that's a fucking great song, or that's a great release, or and I'm enjoying some of the artists on there, and say, holy shit, that's a great piece of art. So, being able to do that is a wonderful thing. So, getting in touch with bands that are playing the type of metalcore that got me into it, minus the clean vocals, just a really true blend of hardcore and, usually it's like Slayer-esque melodic death metal, right? There's always some riffs, and I'll talk about, one of my favorites, Archangel, from that time period, because they hit all of the marks for me. But I'm stumbling upon a lot of new bands that are doing the same. And it's funny, there was a band that I stumbled upon. It was a doom metal band, and I think it's a bunch of gentlemen of my age in the mid 40s, and they were just kind of commented on one of the posts that I had made on Instagram, and I honestly don't remember which one it was, but it was certainly one of those metallic hardcore type of bands, the bands that had really kind of cut my teeth, and kind of helped me get going with the genre. They had those Slayer and At the Gates riffs just chomping, vicious vocals, and then it slips right into a devastating breakdown, really scratching all the marks for a man of what I would say a man of in his late teens and early 20s. But apparently it does the trick for a man in his mid 40s too, because I'm loving it again. So anyway, that band, I think it was called Mandibulas, or I'm not sure how it's pronounced, but I believe they were from Brazil. Turns out they're in some metallic hardcore band as well. And the band Institution is their name, and Desolation Times I was really rocking out to. So I was like, holy shit, it's just nice to know. And I know what's happening, but I honestly haven't investigated it much because I've just kind of been so into stoner doom for the last year. But there's just a shit ton of bands playing that kind of old school, what I would call metalcore or metallic hardcore. It's just really nice to see that, just because I thought something was dead, it didn't matter. It was still going on behind the scenes. So actually, I just remembered what the record it was that I think prompted that conversation was a band called Deconsecrate, I believe from Belgium, and they play a vicious combination of hardcore and metal, and I'd even venture to say they blacken it up a little bit, very very fast and very very pissed off, and just the right amount of breakdowns to not saturate it. So and I also from speaking of breakdowns, I get it from the flip side. If you're a metal fan and you go to say a metalcore song that is really just a chugga chugga chugga, and it is, it's different than metal. I think there are bands that just go breakdown to breakdown to breakdown, and when you're strictly hardcore, you can pull that off, and honestly, I got no problem with it. I think that was like the Acacia Strain's early CDs. It was just like the song was just breakdown breakdown breakdown, and hey, I like breakdowns, so I'm okay with that. But I can see how metal fans who want to hear some driving guitars and leads and variation and excuse me, ooh, I still have them, variations in tempo, would be turned off by it. But I don't see how if a breakdown is well incorporated into a song, especially something that's really heavy, how that really just changes what genre a song goes in. Excuse me, people are really, really hyper focused on their genres. Anyway, that was just really just a kind of a free form style about the circle of life. I kind of got a young start with metalcore, and it looks like I'm kind of back listening to metalcore. And if you think that means that I'm a pussy, I would just challenge you to think about what your definition of what metalcore is, because it certainly covers the genre, the side of the bands that have. The chorus, clean chorus or whatever, verse, chorus, verse. I'm fucking tired this morning. The structure. Where they just kind of, it's just a blueprint, and it's like, insert band picture here, and insert band name here. But that's not the only part of the genre. I mean, you could kind of do that with just about anything. I think I had said it before. You get a tech death metal record, and it's tech death. It's I guess well executed. The songs just don't click with you. It's just I don't know what separates good from bad, or what separates what people like from what they don't like. If you can get past image on any band and listen to the music and make that decision, it becomes a little bit easier. But some bands make it hard. I mean, if you're just a metal if you're just a metal dude, you might not necessarily be into what would be considered a more modern glam scene. And that's just what people do. They kind of make their decisions, and sometimes they're a little bit arbitrary. And who knows, sometimes later on they come around. There are certainly genres that I had dismissed, and for many reasons. I just, Doom itself was something I could never get into just because it was painfully slow and I didn't have the attention span or the patience. And then eventually that shit just clicked too. So it's very strange how musical taste, it's like your palate. They say your tastes change every 7 years or so. I wonder how that affects, I wonder what happens for music. I've been into heavy music my entire life, but boy, has it varied in what I would consider, not what I would consider heavy, but what is acceptable to me within the genre, and how my taste just continues to widen and develop, you know, new subgenres, and, you know, kind of moves away from some of them, like I've said before. But, you know, always drags some bands with them, kind of like, you know, when the glaciers receded, they carved the earth up pretty good, and took some shit back with them into the ocean. And that's kind of what's happening, you know, with me as I kind of fade away from a genre. And these CDs show it. There's a lot of stuff that I'm more than willing to part with and will gift, especially a lot of the old nu metal stuff, like I talked about the other day. But looking through, like, you know, kind of my evolution of music, there's just a lot of pieces of the puzzle that are going to stay, and they just don't sound dated. So I'm really looking forward to continuing going through some of these older ones, and hopefully it'll trigger another conversation like this. Well, conversation. conversation usually involves two people. Really, pretty much just me talking. But at some point, I would love to get somebody on here and kind of do a free flow format with two people and see how that goes. So I've got some ideas, but you know, I just need a little bit more practice first. Hope you all have a great day.